Call the Thursday, August 20th Planning Commission meeting to order. Mr. Fuchs, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Here.
Commissioner Tennis?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
Commissioner Morrow?
Here.
Alderman Dandrea?
Here.
Commissioner Fowler?
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We do have a quorum. We do have a properly noticed meeting. In your packet, item B, there are minutes for the regular meeting of August 6th. Any additions or corrections?
Move approval.
Second.
Commissioner Tennis.
Under D, last page, very end of the second paragraph, there was a motion made and all on voice vote, all voted aye. And then there's a statement, motion carried to table the item. I don't believe we had any motions to table items.
That'd be the second paragraph.
And very end of the second paragraph.
Would the maker care to withdraw his motion and move the table to the next meeting, allow staff to review the tape?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, the motion is withdrawn. Is there a motion to table?
So moved.
Second.
It's not that tough, guys. All those in favor? Yeah, for staff review. And return it at the next meeting. I'm supposed to say that. I know I'm supposed to say it. I just didn't then. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item C1, public hearing on the Mission Hills Apartment, a special use amendment application to revise the parking ratio and pool requirements. Mr. Deedle.
There is a public hearing on this. And it can be that in a minute. Just a brief introduction, as public hearing is going to mention, the applicant, the managers of the apartment complex at Mission Hills is requesting to change two of the conditions of the original current special use for this apartment complex. One of those is in regards to the amount of parking they have to provide. The special use approval required two parking spaces per bedroom. And the applicant would like to change that to the amount of parking they currently provide. As the staff report notes, both what they currently provide and what the special use is requiring, both of those are more than the UDO currently requires. So for your information, staff is recommending approval, recommending that we use the UDO standard. The other thing the applicant is asking for is to revise the requirement in that special use approval that says they would have two pools. They currently only have one. They took one away, so they want to make sure that what the zoning approvals say for this project matches what's out there. And staff have no objection to that. So it's just those two changes that the applicant is asking for. Staff is asking for related changes in regard to striping. Some of the parking lots are faded, moving dumpsters so they're not obstructing any driveways, that kind of stuff. But otherwise, staff is recommending approval. And there's a public hearing.
Mr. Fuchs, you have a notice to read.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, August 20th, 2015 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers in Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding application by Franklin Mission Hills, LLC, for an amendment to its previously granted special use permit for multifamily use in an R8 General Residence District and C1 Conservancy District for the properties comprising the Mission Hills Apartment Complex located at 7711 to 7759 and 7811 to 7859 South Scepter Drive. The pending application requests approval to revise the parking ratio to 129 underground spaces and 344 surface parking spaces for a total of 473 parking spaces, and to revise the number of swimming pools from two pools to one pool within the apartment building.
So we have a properly noticed meeting, properly noticed hearing. I will now open the public hearing for this matter. Is there anyone from the public wishing to speak? Sir, give us your name and address, please, for the record.
My name is Roger Sagan. I represent Franklin Mission Hills, LLC, and I reside at 469 Sumner Street in Genoa City, Wisconsin. And I think Mr. Dito pretty much, you know, summed up what we're requesting. Primarily at our request and the request of our lender, we want to bring the property in conformance with zoning. When a review of the status was done, we found that we are non-conforming, and it would be best for us and the community to bring the property to a conforming status. And with the requests and changes that the staff has made, we're in agreement to grant those, although then the parking spots that we're requesting would have to be changed to the UDO amounts, because we're going to lose a couple parking spots if we have to move some dumpsters and widen some handicapped parking spots. But we're in agreement to take care of all those issues that the staff is requesting.
Thank you.
And I'm here for any questions. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Anyone else wishing to speak on this matter? Mr. Megna. Good to see you, Tony.
Tony Megna, 10321 West Church Street. I looked at this. I have no objections, because I own property on both sides of the complex, and I don't think it affects me one bit. So I have no objections to it.
Thank you, Tony. Anyone else wishing to speak? Anyone else? Seeing no one else, I will close the public hearing portion. Any questions from the commission? Commissioner Thinnes.
I just have a question for the planning manager. I was looking at this parking analysis that we're done here, and I also noticed your recommendation to put some kind of a path in from phase one to phase two for the swimming pool access, and I kind of agree with that. These almost appear as to be almost two separate modules of apartments ringing around. The other question I have, and I do agree with that path thing, is that part of what is agreed upon to...
As we would normally say, that our suggestions are not in the resolution, so that there would have to be a motion to add that to the resolution or add that to the motion. I don't know if the applicant picked up that distinction. If it's a staff recommendation, it is already in the draft resolution, and the Plan Commission would typically adopt that as is and then specify any changes. If they don't specify any changes, suggestions aren't included in what you have to do. They specify those changes, then you would have to do those, edit whatever those were, typically our suggestions.
I think it's a good idea because of the fact that, you know, people are going to have to migrate from that one area over to the other one to utilize the pools and that. The other thing, and I want to know if this is an issue for you, regarding the parking and using the UDO numbers, current ones for the parking requirements, the only thing I notice is that the existing requirements in phase number one is actually below the UDO requirements for that phase. There's 200 existing parking spaces there, and the UDO will be calling for 212 in that particular cluster. So there'll be like 12 parking spaces below the UDO's minimum standard currently now, plus the any losses due to the dumpster situation and the making the larger ADA spaces. So I don't know if that's an issue to you or not. It's, I guess, my question.
Two things I was looking at from a total. So from a total, they're fine. And our standards do allow parking reductions of 10% and going over by 5%, and that's within the realm of what the Plan Commission can do themselves.
So you're comfortable with those?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, seeing no other questions, desire to take action, Mr. City Attorney, I'm going to ask you to fashion one on the fly with the sidewalk. Well, let's do that. Pathway.
Motion to recommend approval of a special use application by Mission Franklin Mission Hills, LLC, with the added condition that for pursuant to the staff report suggestion, applicant shall install an internal walkway connecting phase one and phase two.
Is there such a motion?
So
just a question. There was another suggestion on closing dumpsters within the phase one and phase two. I don't know if the applicant is. Was that both suggestions? You don't have an issue with adding those?
Correct.
And I would also include the closure of the dumpsters within phase one and phase two with design and locations to be submitted to the Department of City Development for review and approval by staff.
Is that your motion?
That is my motion.
Second. Second. Commissioner Hogan, any discussion of the motion to approve with both suggestions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Thank you very much. Now we move to item D. D1, Creative Homes, Inc., Land Division, a certified survey map to create four single-family lots on 76th Street. Mr. Needle.
Thank you. No public hearing on this one, although it does have to go to Common Council for approval after the Planning Commission recommendation. Proposed four-lot CSM, it's a vacant parcel right now on 76th Street. They did remove the old buildings on there. It's zoned R6. Minimum lot size would be 11,000 square feet. They would be exceeding that. Minimum lot width would be 90 feet, and they're exceeding that. Both their lot sizes and their lot widths are slightly larger than those neighboring lots, which are also zoned R6. They do have preliminary approval from the county for four driveway access. Staff's recommending approval.
I have one question regarding the position of the potential new homes on these. Are we going to allow him, the developer and the owners, to move the front the buildings back to get away from 76th Street?
If we wanted more than the minimum front yard setback, we would have to specify that. Because we have a minimum, and they can choose to be as close to that minimum as they want, unless we specify otherwise.
I see the applicant here. Mr. Prisbilla, would you like to comment on that? That just came out of my head.
Yes. The
R6
zoning...
Rick, please use the mic. And name and address.
The R6 zoning calls for a minimum, I believe, of 30 foot front setback. The staff asked for a minimum of 40 feet front yard setback. However, with all of my lots and all of our developments, we take pride in our control of not only the homes, but the positions of the homes. In this particular case, I do believe and I do agree, because of the depth of these lots, that I'm going to be very conscious of setting them back so they do align and that they are positioned correctly. So whether that be 45 feet, 50 feet, I'm conscious of all of that.
So
they will all be positioned and facing 76 feet off.
Given that that's going to increase your cost of laterals too, but the reason for the question, frankly, I'm not throwing a wrench in anybody's works here, is if I were to build on one of these lots, I'd want to move my house back to get away from 76th Street, Mr. City Engineer.
And just so you are aware, that 76th Street is, of course, a county road, and so you'll have to get their permission for each one to have a new driveway, potentially shared driveway may be a concern.
I think the reason they were calling that is because they want a separate. Anytime you go on to one of their accesses, they want a separate application.
Commissioner Thinnes.
Just to check with Mr. Deedle again. I remember back from either the zoning days or the architectural review board days that we had sometimes had homes being put on some of the older roads where there were a number of houses that were at all different setbacks. And I know some of the houses along 76th Street are set back quite a ways. And at that point, I recall some kind of an ordinance or something that required a certain percentage only of deviation from an average line of setback. Is that the situation that exists on these lots?
It doesn't apply here. It applies when there's variances.
There is a section in Part 2 of the ordinance that requires when there are subdivisions that have
observed either greater or lesser setbacks. So there's a variation limit. I think it's 5 feet, and it's either within a block or 600 feet from a proposed home. If there is this, if all the homes are 30 feet, then that home would have to utilize that setback as well. But it would depend on if there is a greater variation between those homes within that distance, then that part of the ordinance would not apply, and they would just have to conform with the minimum standard.
I think in this case, it's more important. I think you mentioned it yourself that you endeavored to put them all in a straight matching because these lots are narrow and they're going to be clustered right next to each other.
Yeah, I don't want them staggered.
Yeah, because I know some of those houses are a little older on that on 76 there, and they're a little further back. Even the house that was on these lots was way back in
I
there.
I believe there's one existing one to the north.
Yeah, right there.
I think he's mentioned the setback on that, but the other ones actually are on if you look at Norwood Lane, they actually front Norwood, so those are
right.
Those are backyards that I can't.
Nick, can you measure?
But the conformity of the four lots, though, would be very conscious.
Skipping a line,
can you measure the setback of that house to the north?
This one?
Yep. And again, I'm not making a big deal out of this, but if we can get this squared away right away, then it's less fooling around later. 65 feet. Seems about. So, Mr. Prezilla, what would you like?
Well, the existing zoning is 30. The staff recommended 40.
Just to clarify, the zoning district is 30 feet. However, there is a provision part 5 of the ordinance that requires from an arterial street that the setback be a minimum of 40 feet. Okay. So
right
there is an ordinance requirement, not a staff recommendation.
And that house is 60.
We have no problem with 40 feet, we have no problem with 45, and we have no problem with 50, so.
Make a decision.
Only because of the depth of the lots are.
Tell us what you want.
So whatever the commission would like to see.
40 is a minimum. 40 is a minimum. You go more.
Yeah.
The 45?
You can do whatever you want. 40 is a minimum.
No, it's minimum setbacks. Okay. All right, Mr. City Attorney.
Motion to recommend approval of the certified survey map application by Creative Home.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
None.
Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I made a big